Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church Family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Lily Bead and Fanny Reed of One Verse Ministry. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, right God, for us being here this morning. We praise and we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. We just thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness over our lives today. We thank you right now, God, that you hold us in the palm of your hand, and by no means can any man pluck us out today. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. And we introduce Minister Fanny Reed right now in Jesus' name.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Psalms 27, that's one of my favorite. And I think everybody else probably like it too. If you read it, the Lord is my light in my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? When my enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Psalms 1 through 6. That's a beautiful psalm. And when you know Jesus like you're supposed to know him, it'll bring comfort no matter what's going on. David wrote this psalm. And it's clear that the focus of David in Psalm 27 is on trust. While he lapsed into moments of doubt and fear, God saved him before, and he can and will do it again. You know, there's something about God. You can trust in God. When you begin to lean and depend on God, you have peace of mind, joy, unspeakable joy. You even have peace in the midst of the storm. That's when you're going to know you're trusting in God. Praise God. Courage is what we need. If we are soldiers of Jesus, he shall strengthen our hearts. God said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I ask God all the time to let my cup overflow with joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And he knows where we need strength. He knows our weakness. Jesus knows just where to put the strength. Amen. He said he made us and he know all about us, even the very hairs that's on our head. That's a good thing for Jesus to know you and you to know him. Amen? Now, we just not going to get to know him just like that. There's some things we got to do. Even in this world, if it's something you want done, you got to follow steps to do it in order for it to take place. God says even in times of trouble, he said he'll give us peace in the midst of the storm. It seems like it's impossible, but it is for people that's not in a relationship with God. You know, it's a difference between knowing them and in a relationship. You can know all day. The Bible says the letter kill it and the spirit give it life. But when you're in a relationship, it's different. You know, it's a good thing to be in a relationship with God. When you're in a relationship and when troubles come, God is our refuge and strength. No matter what the trouble is, he is our very present help in the time of trouble. He said, if the earth come around down around us, be still and know that he's God. That's what he told me. I did read it. It's in there. He said, be still and know that he's God. He is our strength. He is our refuge. He say, the earth is his and the fullness thereof, and everything that's in it belong to him. He said, all souls belong to me. We are not of our own, people. God is in control of everything. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear, for I'm with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my right hand. Amen. You know, that's a good thing to know that we got strength from God, because there's so much going on in the world now. It's almost overwhelming. But if you're in a relationship with God, you don't have to worry about getting beat up with the world stuff, because God is going to keep you. He's going to strengthen us. And sometimes look like it's getting close to the end of the year. And the word of God said the darkest hour is just before daylight. Look like things is heating up. But it's not. That's the picture the enemy show. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. But if you in a relationship with God, you can go through the fire. You won't get burnt. Even the hairs on your head won't squinch. Isn't that some good stuff? That's just how good it is with God. He said, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, the enemy make us feel sometimes like giving up, throwing in a towel. This is not going to work. This is it. I feel that way sometimes too. But we can't go on what we feel. We're going to have to go on what the word say. Amen? We're going to have to trust God. That's where that trust come in again. And for trust to come in, we got to study and show ourselves approved, a workman right to divide in the word of truth. That's what God say. We got to be ye transformed by the renewing of our minds, and our mind is renewed through the word of God. We got to do this daily, people. We can't do it when something happens. We run and get the Bible. Run and pray. Pick up the phone and call the preacher to pray for you. Call somebody else over there to pray for you. Friend, I need all the help I can get. If you're in a relationship with God, if you can't call nobody, you're all right. Because you got that relationship with Jesus. You call on him. He is our very present help in the time of need. That's good stuff. Light of redemption in contrast to the darkness. Amen? Jesus is the light of the world. We, when we really receive the Lord Jesus in the fullness, we are not overwhelmed in our inner being, because we got the light on the inside. You know, whenever you walk in a room, once you put a light on it, open up the whole room. You can see. You can't see in darkness. God said, great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. He is the light of the world. So if Jesus is the light of the world, and we're in a relationship with Jesus, and he is in us, we got light too. We can see. Amen. The Lord said he will let nothing come up on us unaware. He'll show us the hand of the enemy. So we don't need to be overwhelmed, caught off track when you're in a relationship with God. He is our light and our salvation. Christ liveth in me. If Christ live in us, then we are in full light. This ain't no dim bulb. It's a bright light. If it's dim, we need to go back to the drawing board. Study a little more. Pray a little harder. Fast a little more. Amen? Because Jesus is in us. He is the light of the world. Light does away with darkness. To have Christ, the light in us, mean his light has dissipated that darkness. It's done away with. All darkness within us is gone. And it's impossible for the demons to be in you. Now, if a demon in you, you ain't in no light. Because the devil's scared of the light. He don't want to be exposed. Once he exposed, he run. He tuck his tail and run. Once he exposed. So if you saying the demon in you, something is wrong. Go back to the drawing board. Get a little more light. Brighten your bulb up. It's impossible for a demon to be in you if the light of Jesus is within you. He can't. He can't stay because he can't stand the light. That means he can't stand truth. He don't want to be exposed. Amen? Light destroys darkness. You cannot be in full light and darkness at the same time. It don't work that way. God said you got to serve the creature or the creator. One or the other. Amen? Jesus is the light of the world. You cannot be in full light and darkness at the same time. Amen? Jesus means Savior. He is our salvation. Fear is a lack of faith. And God said he did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Amen? So, fear, faith knock fear head off. Fear will get to running when it see faith coming. Fear and reverence of God. Amen? When we begin to fear and reverence God, that don't mean be scared of God. That mean respect him. Give him honor, and glory, and praise. That's what it means. It don't mean you scared of God, because if we scared of him, we can't talk to him. We'll be running from him. He wants us to run to him. So we don't have no fear of God, like scared fear. We got respect and reverence fear. Amen? Fear and faith do not go together. Where fear is, faith is gone. Why faith is, fear is gone. And it is our faith that pleases God. Amen? God said it's our faith that pleases him. That's what pleases him. Amen? And then it say the enemy will come to eat up our flesh. When he come, he got to stumble and fall. That's what he said. When the enemy come to eat up our flesh, he stumble and fall. Because faith is in place. Fear is gone. The only thing the devil can work through is fear. Not faith. Just fear. So when faith is there, the enemy will stumble and fall. Amen. And the enemy also, he is vicious like a beast. He comes to slander, lie on you, defame your name, make you look like something that you are not. But you got to know that's the enemy. God said he came to encourage, not discourage. If we being all discouraged and and the enemy lying and stuff, that ain't God. God is not in that. God said he came to encourage, not discourage. So what God will cause our enemy to do is stumble and fall. Whenever he try to get close to you, he can't. He can try. He say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. David had so many enemies who was trying to destroy him from every side. But he already told us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. If we haven't read the word and studied the word, we won't know that. And we won't have nothing to fight the devil with. The only thing the devil is scared of is the word of God. The Bible says he feared the word of God so until he trembled. He's scared of the word. That's why we got to know the word so we can know how to fight the devil. Amen? David had so many enemies who was trying to destroy him from every side. And the worst enemy for some of us is in our own household. Amen? Let me just say amen. That's what the devil used somebody closer to you because he knew it going to hurt more. Amen? David had some enemy in his own household that wanted to destroy him. Can you relate? Our enemies that's trying to destroy us will stumble and fall because God will fight our battle for us. Amen. The enemy's going to stumble and fall because we got somebody fighting our battle, God himself. Amen. A host encamp against us and our hearts share not. The angels of the Lord encamp around us. All that fear the Lord. God is a wall of fire around us. The power of God will keep us. Amen? But if we are not reading the word and studying the word, we won't know this.